We are.
I'm hanging out at the Gunther's Gourmet booth, our host, and in his booth, he has provided a plethora of different hot sauces for us to try and sample and rate. And nearby is Al Buda Goldenberg and the Schobergs, who also show up on iloveitspicy.com. With their video reviews, Laura and Alex Schoberg. And that's
anything you possibly want, need, or think
of. It may not last for the day.
No. Buda, what are you going to do with those shears?
We're going to be cutting up some Oregon Trail beef snack stick. It's got no MSG or nitrates in it.
All right.
And so we got three flavors. We got sweet and spicy, which we're going to start first. I got barbecue season, which is right up your alley, and then the teriyaki one, which is the orange one, wherever it is. Yeah, this is my favorite. This is so freaking good. So right before I leave the show to go on my airplane, because you can put these in the airport, I buy a whole bunch and then...
The teriyaki. You like the teriyaki?
Oh, I love the teriyaki. But they're all three of these are pretty good. I actually don't remember what the sweet and spicy is, but I remember it wasn't good.
They're all the same or different?
Oh, like Mara.
Just different.
They all were in the neighborhood or
what? No, we live up in Leesburg.
Now, you guys are on I Love It Spicy as well,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I told everybody that was hanging out with Buda and Alex and Laura Schoberg and told everybody about all the sauces we can sample here today.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
What do you want to try next?
That is a good question.
I'm itching to try that.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of looking
Which
for.
Which one?
The Hotline. Hotline Pepper Products, Hotchinero.
That's the one I least want to go. Really? No offense, but he just markets himself so much and he doesn't want to do reviews with anybody.
No, he doesn't. I'll edit that out.
Well, there we go. We want to try it. You want to get it out of the way.
There's no offense,
here,
but it's like,
it open.
He, like, I'm doing a sale. You know the sale we're doing. He doesn't want to even be a part of that. But he goes on there the same day and he starts to advertise his own product. Well, we're having a sale for everyone. Free sale.
So that's the Hotchinero Hatch. I love Hatch chilies. Hatch and habanero. Yeah, roasted green chilies from New Mexico.
Nice. Oh, that's just, I didn't realize they were also called Hatch chilies.
Now I know. Hatch, New Mexico.
Sorry.
So we'll do a live review on audio here.
Let me see if I can poke that down real quick.
There we go.
They're having them really good.
Is it going to come out?
It's either going to come out really, really fast.
Well, we'll make a mess. I sense something very mild about this one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, it's just jalapenos and hatch chili, so I would assume that it's not.
Yeah.
You know
not
what?
I got, yeah.
There we go. Put it in a cup.
There
we can dip our little ice cream spoons in it.
Okay. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Is that your spoon?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it smells good.
Mm. Oh.
That's it?
Yeah, I like that.
Well, we can do it again.
As long as I'm not the one yanking.
Well, that's how many times you said.
She wants to try the beef stick.
I love the smell.
That's
nice. Nice roasted. That's good.
I like it. I like a good green chili sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a great taste.
Not too hot at all.
A pretty good kick for a green chili.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's got roasted jalapenos, roasted hatch chili, vinegar, onions, water, roasted bell peppers, a habanero mash.
Oh, okay.
Cilantro, sea salt, and garlic.
Mm.
Its heat sneaks up towards
the end. Yeah, I'm getting it more now.
Yeah.
It's mild.
It's pretty mild.
Yeah.
Yeah, consider it.
Hotline Pepper Products, Hatchinero.
I really want to put that on breakfast food.
Wow.
You probably go
eggs
on something.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely.
Huevos Rancheros.
Squirrel meat.
Squirrel meat.
I was going to say a burger.
Squirrel.
Burger would be good. I was
going to put that in my mind earlier.
Like a squirrel burger. Hot dog, too. Like, is that a relish?
Yeah. Mm. Exactly. That would be
squirrel
that would
burger. Be.
What?
That's like a good squirrel burger.
That's a winner. I don't care if the guy doesn't want to sell me a bottle.
Well, he gave me a try of his product when I was in Albuquerque 2 years ago. Or a year and a half ago.
I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Wow.
Just because I like the flavor.
So the thing that gets me, and I don't know if you know the story, but he had a booth up in the Zest Fest or you filming? You doing this?
Hey, just to wrap that up, what did you guys think of the Habanero?
Overall, I liked it. I wasn't a huge fan because I would have liked a little more depth of flavor. Maybe I missed out some of the green chili that I was really looking for.
That's the green chili. It's got no flavor.
Yeah, it is what it is.
More of that kind of roasted flavor that I missed out on. But I really liked the habanero, and I liked that it was kind of a medium heat, so it wasn't too terribly much. It's good for a lot of different people.
Pretty thick and chunky.
So,
I like the thickness, definitely. I like the flavor, actually. I think it had a good mix of, you know, kind of what you're looking for in a salt. And it kind of reminds me more of a salsa. Kind of like someone took a salsa and pureed it down to make a hot sauce versus being a hot sauce of its own.
And joining us, we had a man on the street. What's your name?
Cosby.
Cosby.
It was overall pretty good. I'd rather have more heat. Kind of agreed with him saying it'd probably be good to replace like relish on a hot dog.
Yeah.
What he was talking about earlier. But I don't know what else I'd really put it on.
Yeah, I'm just such a fan of green chili, so I think it's a good green chili sauce. Yeah, all the other things you said all are solid. But, all right, thanks.
But tasty.